Hi, we watched the video clip before we start this main topic today. How about the interview of the founder of Cavia from the video? Is it insightful? Isn't it? Okay, did you notice any unique business model from the Cavia? Well, in my opinion, Cavia applied, you know, previous TaskRabbit business model into the high-end restaurant area. Well, today, we are going to talk about the business model. Okay, you probably heard about the term of the business model. Well, in fact, the term of the business model is kind of something that even people who are not interested in startup are quite familiar with. But you know what? Surprisingly, there are few people who truly understand this exact meaning. You know, actually, when I meet students preparing to start their businesses, you know, many of them do not clearly know what a business model actually means, even as they plan their startup right away. But for those of you attending this class, there's no need to worry. Why? Because I'm going to explain it very clearly and simply. Okay? So I'd appreciate it if you just focus for a moment from now on. Okay? So let's begin right now. So what is the business model? So the business model is a company's logic for creating value. Okay? Pretty simple, isn't it? And second definition of the business model would be the way it operates and how it creates value for its stakeholders. Another one is business model is essence for the process of the businesses. Okay, to sum up, the business model is kind of the blueprint of the businesses. Okay, just as you need a blueprint when you build a house, we need a big frame plan before we do the businesses. Okay, this is the kind of business model. So it is very simple, right? Okay, guys, but my second question is, why the business model important? Okay, I think there are three main reasons. Okay, the first of all, our business activities are heavily shaped by our business model. Okay, I'd like to give you an example. Okay, let's take a look at the on-demand food delivery industry. So, as you already know, there are many startups in action in this industry. Then, are they all the same? Okay, although they are in the same market, their activities will be different due to their different business model. Okay, let's look at this picture. Do you know Grubhub and Simnis? Okay, they all connect restaurants and consumers. Okay. So, how do they make money? Yes, of course. You know, they make money from commission. Okay. Then, who will pay the commission? Yes, of course. Restaurant will pay the commission. Okay. This is the business model of Grubhub and Simnis. So, guys, for your information, Grubhub was founded from two Chicago engineers in 2004. On the other hand, the Simnis was founded from New York lawyers in 1999. So the Simnis was doing the businesses with the restaurant around the law firm at that time. Later what happened, you know, two companies merged together in 2013. Then later, you know, European company acquired Grubhub and Simnis together for $7.3 billion in 2021. It's a big company. Okay, let's look at this picture. Okay, this company is Cavia. Okay, I think you already saw the Cavia story in the video before this lecture, right? Okay, the Cavia focused on popular restaurants. You know, think about it. Many popular restaurants don't deliver and even don't accept credit card. The only way to use such a restaurant is to wait in a long line. Okay, for me, I once waited in line for about 2 hours to purchase cookies at a popular bakery shop in New York City. So the caveat, contract with those popular restaurants that don't offer the delivery service like this, and you know, provide consumers with exclusive delivery service. So the, although their business is very similar to the Grubhub and Sameness, in this case, consumers pay for this service and delivery fee. Okay, this is the difference between caviar and Grubhub and Sameness. Okay, later, you know, Square acquired caviar for $100 million in 2014. You know, when caviar was acquired from Square, founders of caviar became the billionaire overnight. Okay, and DoorDash acquired caviar from Square for $410 million in 2019. This is the story of the caviar. Well, this company is Sprig. You know, the Sprig is a delivery-only restaurant. We call it, you know, ghost kitchen. You know, of course, consumers pay for the delivery, you know, fee. And Sprig raised about $60 million in venture capital funding, and it looks great. However, this company was shutting down in 2017, you know, because the model of the delivery-only restaurant, you know, doesn't work. Well, this company is Blue Apron. You know, Blue Apron doesn't have any kitchen, doesn't have any delivery service for the food, but the Blue Apron is kind of a DIY meal kit company. Okay, it packed ingredient and the recipe and deliver them to your door. So to use this service, you must be a member and pay a subscription fee. And the price depends on how many servings per meal and how many meals per week. Okay? You know, this company was worth more than $2 billion, and it went IPO in 2017 in New York. However, you know, after that, the situation worsened, and the stock prices continued to decline. So what happened later? You know, the Wonder Group acquired Blue Apron for just $103 million in 2003. Okay, think about this company was valued up to $3 billion, but they were acquired by other company for just $1 or $3 million. Okay, so far, you know, we look at the startup operating in the on-demand food delivery industry. You know, as you can see, their activities are different depending on their business model, right? So for example, Grubhub or Caviar had to connect restaurants with consumers through their platform. And Blue Apron had to kind of recruit their subscribers, okay? So second reason why business model is important is that, you know, we can revise and modify and refine your initial business ideas. Okay, this is because the business model itself is the kind of answer sheet for your many critical questions about your businesses. Well, the most specifically, to make a doable business model, we need to answer the questions like this. For example, who is your consumers? That is a really important question. And what does the consumer value? Okay, and how do we make money in these businesses? And, you know, what is the underlying economic logic that explain how we can deliver value to consumers at an appropriate cost? Okay, we need to think about the cost and the prices mechanism. Again, creating business model can be a big help, because we need to be able to answer all of these critical questions to construct your the businesses, okay? Well, guys, you know, third reason why business model is important is that having an innovative business model itself is one of the competitive advantages. You know, Harvard Business Review editor once argued that, you know, he said that introducing a better business model into an existing market is the definition of the descriptive innovation. He argued that. So the innovative business model, you know, many times have killed old business model. Okay. So I will give you an example about, you know, innovative business model and how the innovative business model killed old business model. So have you guys ever rented out a video at home? Okay, let's take a look at how the video rental market has changed depending on the business model. Well, since the release of the videotapes called VHS, you know, the VHS, it is kind of a thick and heavy, you know, kind of scales. And movie studio, you know, has made the home video, and individual, you know, consumers like us rented them from video rental shop, as you can see in the picture. You know, most of these video rental shops were mom and pop based store. Well, so they were not organized and they were not fancy. Okay. The business model is kind of simple. You know, you go into the store and rent the video over there and return it a few days later. Okay. Then the store will charge you kind of for the number of videos it rents and late fee for late returns. Okay, it's kind of pretty simple. Then later what happened? In the 1980s, a new business model started with emergence of personal computers and spreadsheet. It was a blockbuster video rental franchise that started in Texas. Okay, you know, the stores had the same exterior as you can see and very similar interior, and they had a personal computer in the stores and used the same consumer care programs. Okay, so the business model is pretty the same as, you know, mom and pop based store, but all the mom and pop stores quickly disappeared and were replaced by blockbuster chains. Okay, then the blockbuster had 9,000, you know, stores across North America, and it has the power to buy into movie studios. How does it do? Okay, instead of opening their physical rental shop, you know, Netflix opened a website online, and they took order from consumers like us through the online. You know, when they received the order from online, they shipped the DVD to consumers' home, and the consumers received them at home and watched the movie. This is pretty simple, okay? After consumer finished the movie, then put them in a return envelope and put them in their mailbox, and the post office will take care of everything, okay? And then, you know, consumers are eligible to order a new video again and again. So Netflix apply kind of subscription business model. Well, the consumers had to pay a certain amount of the money a month to use this service. Well, look at this red envelope. This red envelope you see on the screen is a patent by Netflix. And this business model looks a little bit complicated, has also been patented. Well, this website is a kind of early website of the Netflix in 1998. Then until 2004, Netflix was doing DVD by mail businesses. But later, it changed its business model to on-demand streaming service. Now Netflix doesn't have DVD rental businesses. You know, I'm also a subscriber to Netflix personally, and I never ordered the DVD, received it at home, and sent it back to the return man. You know, I just opened Netflix at home on my smart TV, connected to the internet, and watch the video online. Okay? So, as I mentioned earlier, these types of businesses is called on-demand streaming, you know, businesses. It is kind of common to subscribe to service to use it. You know, but sometimes you can purchase online videos, okay, through this website. Netflix has changed its business model in this way, and so has Hulu and recently Disney to join these businesses. Okay, let me summarize it. So what is the business model? Okay, business model is a blueprint of your businesses, right? And why business model matters? Because business model, you know, heavily shaped your business activities, right? So your business activities can be influenced by your chosen business model. And second reason, business model makes our initial business idea more reliable. Why? Because, you know, in order to make your business model, you should answer some kind of a critical question, such as who is your consumer, you know, what is the consumer value, something like that. And the last reason why business model matter is that business model itself gives you competitive advantage. Okay, look, you know, you already look at the change of the business model and how those business model killed old business model in the, you know, video rental market. Okay, so thank you for watching this session.